It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With the Thursday 830 on the Go, I'm Taylor Rivera. The convicted ringleader of the Feeding Our Future fraud scheme is going to prison for 41 years. Minnesota gained nearly 16,000 new jobs in April, and today is expected to be among the busiest travel days on the road ahead of the holiday weekend. But first, several top U.S. officials are in Minneapolis announcing major law enforcement action involving fraud in the state. Colin McDonald is with the U.S. Justice Department.
Today, we are announcing criminal charges against 15 defendants in Minnesota for fraud schemes that targeted over $90 million in taxpayer dollars.
He went on to say that they were going to create a healthcare fraud Midwest strike force.
The fraud here in Minnesota is shocking. Our cases today involve seven different state-managed Medicaid programs that have been systematically pilfered by fraudsters who treated Minnesota-run programs as their personal piggy bank.
Meanwhile, the convicted ringleader of the Feeding Our Future fraud scheme is going to prison for 41 years.
45-year-old Amy Bach was accused of stealing millions from a federal child nutrition program meant to provide meals for kids in need during the COVID pandemic. Federal prosecutors had asked for a sentence of 50 years, saying the brazen and staggering nature of Bach's crimes has shaken Minnesota to its core, leaving lasting damage and eroding public trust. Bach's attorneys had asked for 3 years. While Bach expressed contrition and admitted to Judge Nancy Brazel she knows she's responsible, she previously denied knowing anything about the scheme and argued that two of her colleagues and the State Department of Education were more at fault. At least 78 defendants have been charged in the scheme so far. Laura Oakes, News Talk 830, WCCO.
An ICE agent deployed to Minneapolis as a part of Operation Metro Search is expected to turn himself in today after a warrant was issued against him. 35-year-old Gregory Morgan Jr. has been charged in Hennepin County with felony assault for allegedly pointing a gun at another car on Highway 62 in February. If convicted, he could face up to 3 years in prison. Minnesota gained nearly 16,000 new jobs over the month on a seasonally adjusted basis in April. That's the state's largest over-the-month increase since March 2024, according to data released today by the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development. The state's job growth outpaced the U.S. growth rate, while Minnesota's unemployment rate of 4.5% and the U.S. rate of 4.3% both held steady in April. Memorial Day weekend is traditionally the kickoff to summer. It's also the kickoff of a major law enforcement crackdown on Minnesota roadways. Extra troopers will be looking for distracted and impaired drivers, people not wearing their seatbelts, and the number one problem contributing to fatal crashes: speeding. Shannon Grabo is supervisor with the Minnesota Office of Traffic Safety.
Some drivers think a few extra miles per hour doesn't matter, but physics tell us otherwise. Every mile an hour over the speed limit increases both the force of a crash and the likelihood of a serious injury or death.
Grabo says troopers issued 166,000 speeding citations on Minnesota roads last year. A coalition of investors and community partners will gather later today for a hard hat tour of a new housing and health community for Native Americans.
The project is being developed by Native American Community Clinic and Wellington Management. Dr. Anthony Stately, President and Executive Officer of NAC.
The building is a six-story structure that has the first two floors dedicated to the clinic and the clinical space where we will operate out of. And then the top four floors are affordable and supportive housing, so 1, 2, 3, and 4 bedroom units.
He explains why this campus is so important.
In the city of Minneapolis and the county of Hennepin, one out of three people that are unsheltered are Native American. And it's hard to get all of the things that you need and to improve your health if you're not living in a stable environment.
Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Today is expected to be among the busiest travel days on the road ahead of the holiday weekend.
AAA expects Memorial Day weekend to be another record setter when it comes to travel, with 45 million Americans traveling at least 50 miles from home. Spokesperson Brenna Knapp says it's the smallest year-over-year growth for Memorial Day weekend travel in over a decade.
So our growth is tapering off, and surely that has to do with increasing fuel prices. We're seeing people are still choosing to travel, but maybe, you know, picking a shorter trip or delaying their travel to, you know, later in the summer or staying closer to home.
Despite those rising gas prices, driving remains the top travel method headed into the weekend.
Last year, over the Memorial Day period, we answered over 2,600 emergency roadside calls.
Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Finally, it's the end of an era here on WCCO Radio. As you heard today, we've changed our national news network from CBS to ABC. Longtime CCO broadcasters Bruce Hagovic and Steve Murphy sharing their thoughts with Adam Carter earlier today about the relevancy of the medium.
Be it a tornado warning,
absolutely,
a big fire, whatever, you always knew you could go to 830 on the dial and we'd be on here almost instantly beginning our coverage of what was going on.
Right.
And people tended to rely on that. I think everybody, almost everybody, realized that CCO place to go if you want to know news in a hurry.
Again, WCCO Radio remains strong, so keep listening and tuning in to WCCORadio.com. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.